he pledged £1,500, and he was like, I just saw your video and saw how passionate you were about it, and you just deserved it. And it was just a complete, like, it was a miracle. Like, it was actually a dream come true.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 3 of How'd You Become So Awesome? This week on the show, our guest is Chloe Philippou. Now, Chloe is a young filmmaker from London who, after graduating from a degree in English literature, single-handedly raised the budget for her first short feature horror film, Crazy Golf.
By launching a super successful Kickstarter campaign, Chloe smashed her funding target, raising a whopping £3,000, which is actually more than 5,000 US or Australian dollars.
The film involved a cast and crew of 16 people and 3 days of shooting.
We think Chloe has achieved so much for her 22 years, and we really wanted to get her on the show because she's such a perfect example of someone who has the guts, determination, and craftiness to follow their dreams, even when other people told her that she couldn't.
Welcome to the show, Chloe.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Now, Chloe, I met you on the set of a music video in London when we were both working there. And so I'm so excited to be interviewing you now, like 6 months down the track after you've just finished filming your own short film, which you both wrote and directed yourself.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. It's nice to see you again.
Thanks so much for taking the time to speak to us. I know you're currently holed up doing post-production on Crazy Golf, which is premiering in a few days for Halloween. Can you tell us a little bit more about that film?
So it's about a couple who are on holiday and they're playing in an amusement arcade on a 2p machine. And
which we were talking about before, which is an arcade machine for anyone who's listening at home who's not from England.
The UK.
It's a short horror film and they're in the arcade and they're playing on this machine. And then Reed has to go back because he's left his wallet in the arcade. And then once he goes back, we see that there's a little like model, like voodoo dolls of him and his girlfriend inside the machine now. So they go back to start playing Crazy Golf, and then like a little girl starts playing on the 2p machine, and as the dolls are getting like nearer and nearer to the edge, he's getting crazier and crazier, and then there's a little twist at the end as well.
It's such a crazy concept, and you and your boyfriend came up with it when you were playing like mini golf one time and in a deserted kind of little
yeah, we were on holiday and it was like a really cheap Groupon voucher of like a stupidly, like it was so cheap, it was like £20 in this hotel like for a couple of nights on the Isle of Wight, and it was just like completely empty and deserted, and we were playing in this arcade and then this crazy golf course, and it was just like empty and just terrifying, like all the locals were like,
it sounds so eerie.
Yeah, it was quite scary.
Proof and that, like, creative genius can strike at any moment. You never know where your next
absolutely.
Inspiration is going to come from.
Yeah, definitely. Especially because it's like a holiday destination. It was just so dreary.
Yeah,
it was just brilliant.
So you're a young independent filmmaker and you're hustling to make your own visions come to life. But what does that look like on a day-to-day basis?
Some days it's like I'm definitely like, oh, I want to be really creative and I want to do this and do that and work towards things that I want to make. But then other days it's like I just want to sort of meet people and network, and other days it's like I just want to earn money. So at the moment it's just been editing and doing the music for my film, which I'm releasing quite soon. And it's also looking at film festivals to enter into and things like that.
Yeah.
And it's also looking just for funding for funding schemes for new films. So yesterday I entered a new funding scheme with Film London, mm-hmm. and they're giving £4,000 to filmmakers in London boroughs. So I entered into that, but I have to wait until February to find out if I got anywhere with it. So it's quite a long wait. So it's just a mixture of things really, but just always looking for new things to do is basically the main thing I'm doing.
Sounds like you really have to keep believing in yourself. It's it can be a tough industry to work in because it's not like traditional employment. So you have
absolutely. Yeah. And like I never thought that it would be like tempting to just work an office job from 9 to 5. But like after so long of just like struggling, and like some days we were just doing nothing when you want to be doing something so desperately. Like, yeah. It's so strange that that can be appealing.
I think that's the challenge for all creative people. Some days you're doing crazy production with, you know, you're managing 16 people and a set and actors and everything. And then other days you're like, where are my ideas coming from? I don't know.
And then other days yeah. you're just carrying a lot of heavy equipment around.
Yeah. Or like sitting in an editing bay getting all depressed because you haven't seen the light of day for days.
Yeah, it's so weird.
So you've got all sorts of things going on in your life. You're a master of many different skills and still so young. Was there a tipping point for you or a moment or something that happened in your life that kind of put you on this awesome trajectory?
Well, I think there was a point when I decided I wanted to be a filmmaker, and that was when I was at uni, and I think it was my second year of uni. And I didn't know what I was doing. I was doing an English degree, but I didn't particularly want to do anything to do with English. I didn't want to be a teacher. I wasn't really enjoying reading. I was always loving films. Like, I was obsessed with films when I was 16 and 17 because I live right by a cinema. And for a certain amount of money a month, you can go and see unlimited films. And I got quite, like, addicted to just watching everything that was out. So I was always obsessed with films.
Is it still there?
It sounds dangerous.
It's up the road from me. It's a Cineworld, and you pay like £16 a month, and it's unlimited. But yeah, so I went to a screening of a film in my second year of uni, and it was of the film Red Road by Andrea Arnold. And I love Andrea Arnold. She's my favourite film director. She's a British female film director. And I love this film. And there was a lecture beforehand, and I didn't know this lecture was happening. And it was just a man from another university talking about how there are no female film directors and like just questioning why is that. And it was just literally like the penny dropped moment of like, why am I not doing that? Like, I watched so many films and think that like it's done wrong and I could do it better. And like, especially like with female characters in films, I found it so rare that I see female characters that I can empathize with. Whereas in Andrea Arnold's films, especially Fish Tank, like the female characters are just incredibly complex and amazing. So I think it was that moment where I thought like, I should definitely be doing that.
Yeah. I think that you're also a really unique voice in women's filmmaking. I was watching some of your other short films, one with like housemates who were fighting over the use of a vibrator.
That was my first film. Yeah.
I loved it. It was perfect. Okay, so that's obviously like a really important point for you deciding what kind of career you wanted to move into. But I also wanted to talk briefly about your Kickstarter campaign because I was so inspired by what you did with raising all that money. A lot of people don't have, you know, the courage to kind of back their own literally crazy ideas and actually put them out to the public and ask for them to, you know, financially support them. So like, I really think that for you, this has been like an important chapter in your journey to awesome. So can you talk about how you think that was a bit of a game changer for you? Surely you must agree.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was when that happened, I timed the Kickstarter. So I had 20 days. And when that 20 days was finished, I was going on holiday with my family. And I planned that like, I was either going to be going on holiday and celebrating or going on holiday and being like, do you know what? I did it and I made that jump and it's fine. It didn't work out. And when it worked out, it was just like unbelievable. Yeah. It was like for the first time, it was like justification for what I was doing. It was like people, like it's fine that I've been doing what I've been doing because people appreciate it and like it and support it. Yeah, it was just crazy. And especially when Gordon Sutton on the fourth day or something like that, he pledged £1,500. And he hit my goal of £2,000 on like the fourth day.
Yeah.
And I spoke to him and was like, are you a real person? What's going on? I'm going crazy. And he was like, I just saw your video and saw how passionate you were about it. And you just deserved it. And it was just a complete, like, it was a miracle. Like, it was actually a dream come true. And I just didn't imagine that was going to happen at all. So it really just, it did change everything. Yeah.
That's so cool. I hope it inspires other people to kind of have the courage of their conviction to put themselves
out. Oh, definitely. Absolutely. So many people have helped who I didn't expect to help. Absolutely. Like, I think everyone should do it. Because the thing is as well is that like £2,000 really isn't that much money when if you just get a big bunch of people to give you £5, like everyone's got so many hundreds of friends on Facebook. And if all of them just gave a little bit of money, then you'd get it. there are so many people in the world. So yeah. I think you should definitely go for it.
I really like this move towards websites like Kickstarter and Patreon. And I know that we were talking about...
Do you want to explain what Patreon is?
Yes. So for those who don't know, Patreon is a website where you can support people who create art. So that could be YouTubers, it could be people who blog or podcast or create real world art. And every time they create, you can choose to support them with a monthly contribution or per piece of art that they create. So for a lot of people, that they are getting a few thousand dollars for every piece, like every YouTube video that they're creating, which means that they can afford to do that full time. And it basically means private funding of YouTube or for television.
Which That's I think really is cool.
It's a really nice model. And it's nicer than, say... Our television is paid for by our taxes or by advertising, but you kind of don't, you're not involved in it. Whereas something like Kickstarter and your campaign, Chloe, everyone who contributed financially was a part of your production team in a way. There's a really nice way of building a community.
Yeah, definitely. People would be so much more engaged in what you're doing because they feel like Jade said, that they're a part of it and they want to see you succeed.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, on Kickstarter, you send out like updates to people and they can respond. So I've said to people, I've asked them questions.
I backed your thing and I was always reading your updates about like, oh my gosh, we got press, or like, now we're editing, now I'm meeting my music composer. It's so cool, like, to know where you're up to.
Yeah, I love it. And it's just, it's really nice. It's definitely a community. And like, the premiere is on Halloween and people are coming, and I've already got their like DVD. I'm getting the DVDs made. I've got little party bags. Like, I'm so excited to meet everyone and give them the things that they like paid money for so long ago.
Okay, so as a young filmmaker, what's been some of the biggest challenges that you faced and how have you overcome them?
Well, when I first got the Kickstarter going, I was panicking about like just not having anything, any money at all. So I approached like my old university, my university I graduated from, and like some big companies, like magazines and things like that, like trying to get some big investments like before it begun. None of them gave anything, and that was quite just disheartening to begin. Yeah. Before the Kickstarter even begun, people were sort of saying no. And also, I really wanted to get like a semi-famous person in the film, and casting director said no, like, you're not going to be able to get a semi-famous person because you're basically a nobody, you haven't got any money yet. So it was all those sort of things that before it started, which was quite difficult. But how I overcame that was that you just do it, you just start it, and then don't worry about the big investments. And if you want to go for it, then go for it later. And also regarding the semi-famous person, I just messaged someone who was on Britain's Got Talent on Facebook and just asked him, I'll pay you £50, will you be in my film? And then he was like, yeah, I will. So also it's just sort of being a bit cheeky, like just remembering that all people who've got somewhere say that people say no, but just don't listen to them. And it's so true. Like, just don't listen to the people who say no, like try and bring you down, because it's just not worth it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
and also... The people who achieve things are kind of crazy because they just don't, they don't listen. They just believe in themselves, even though everyone else doesn't.
Definitely. And everyone's like, if someone, like, they're all just people. Like, even though they're semi-famous, they're still just people. So if you go up to them and say, are you interested in this? Like, they still could be. But also, so another challenge would be, I guess, not knowing anyone in the film industry, because it's definitely who you know. But by overcoming that, you just sort of keep in touch with everyone that you meet. Like, I only met you, Beck, like once, and then we just kept in touch, and I feel like I really know you now just by keeping a relationship going online.
Yeah,
and that's just great to like recognize the people that you meet who, like, you know, who are also awesome, like, to keep in touch with them.
Yeah, we've learned so much from each other.
Thanks so much, Chloe. We've finished with the normal part of the podcast. Now we've hit the final section of the podcast called Final Five, and we've got five questions that have been submitted by podcast listeners, and you have to respond to them as fast as possible.
Okay. Oh my god. I'm already talking so fast.
You're probably going to be anyway.
Okay, let's go for it.
I'll start you off with an easy first question. This is actually from me. I apologize to all the people who submitted questions, but we get to choose whose questions get asked, and so mine is first. So I've seen in your production photos that you've got actors who have bloodshot eyes, like really red eyes. How do you get that effect? Because I've seen it on television and I've always wondered how people do it.
Sclera contact lenses.
What are they?
You have to tell us like, more than that. What is that?
What's a sclera?
They're, like, they're just like ridiculously expensive contact lenses.
So they're just like red and you put them on and they just make your
eyes. Yeah,
they cover your whole eyeball?
It was such a task that getting them in because me and the actors, Alex and Roxy, practiced before the shoot and they were just a nightmare. They're just big lumps of plastic you put into your eye. Like Roxy was supposed to wear them as well, but they were just too painful. Even I tried them in and they were just awful. It's just like having something big in your eye and it hurts to move your eyes from left to right. It was just, they're so horrible.
Gross. Okay, so you're a professional filmmaker, but these days, because of technology, anyone can use the power of film to kind of get their message across. So for these people, what is your top recommendation for a filmmaking book that will teach the basics?
A filmmaking book, I would recommend The Guerrilla Filmmaker's Handbook and also The Guerrilla Filmmaker's Movie Blueprint. They're both like these like massive books and they're just so, they're both the same authors and they're just so helpful. I got them both on eBay or Amazon for really cheap, so I recommend those.
Awesome. Question three. Lukey in London asks, what is something that's happened to you in your career that was an epic fail at the time but has turned into a useful learning experience?
Probably deciding to do an English degree, where it was something that I didn't particularly want to do. But
all these people with English degrees are now just kicking themselves.
Yeah, but I mean, it is a good degree, and I learned how to write well and storytelling, and just like it does have a lot of skills in it that you can use for any job, so that's quite good.
Yeah, definitely. You need to write for everything.
Yeah, exactly. Emails. Yeah, people are always writing. Exactly. No, I mean, you need to know words to get by in life. So.
So number four is from Gina in Melbourne, and she asks, what's your favourite inspirational quote that motivates you?
There's a quote by Steve Jobs, which is remembering that you're going to die is the best way to avoid the trap of thinking that you have something to lose. And it's just, I just like that because it just is quite, it's just to the point really, like we're all going to die, so what's the point of not doing what we want to do?
We had that up on our wall in our London apartment.
I saw that that he said that during a commencement address. And his whole speech was amazing.
Oh, really? I should watch the whole thing then.
You should.
That speech, that quote, sorry, and I loved it so much.
Yeah, you should definitely watch the whole commencement speech. We've done a horrible job at rapid fire questions, by the way. But number five is from Natasha in Amsterdam. And she asks, what are your top three resources for people who want to follow their filmmaking dreams like you have?
I'd say Facebook groups for filmmakers, because there are so many of them. I can't even begin to count many. If you just type in like filmmaking on Facebook, like there are just so many groups full of thousands of people who, you know, you can just network with and post things up and ask questions and people there to help. There's also a second resource. There's as a female filmmaker, there's Underwire Festival and Bird's Eye View Film Festival, and they have great events for like women who want to get into film. And they run in London and they're brilliant. And also No Film School is another great resource, and they have a Facebook group as well, but they just show you how to make films for cheap and like just tips for getting your stuff out there and made.
I've used No Film School a lot, and that's like it's a website, so anyone can use that from anywhere, and they've got a really huge community internationally as well, so that's good for anyone who's filmmaking who's not in London. Okay, so almost at the end now, but can you just tell us a little bit about what's coming up for you in the future? What projects are you working on now?
Well, there's a thing I entered yesterday, a Film London scheme with a new short film idea. And hopefully if I get funding for that, I find out in February.
Cool.
So that'd be good. It's £4,000, and then that would be excellent. So that's lined up. I'm also looking just for paid work for the time being, something to do with film. And also, I have got a feature film idea that with my boyfriend again.
He co-wrote Crazy Golf with you, didn't he? We forgot to credit him before, but he co-wrote it. What's his name?
Yeah, he co-wrote it with me, Patrick McManus.
Patrick.
He did the music of the film as well, yeah.
Awesome.
So yeah, I mean, we had this film idea and it is brilliant, but it's like a children's cartoon, which I never thought I'd get involved in, but it is a really good idea, so I might start writing that.
Cool, awesome. All right, and what's the best place for people who want to follow your career and see your films? What is the best place for them to get in touch with you?
Probably on Twitter, at Chloe Philippou, and also at chloephilippou.com.
Could you spell that out for our listeners, Chloe?
Okay, so it's Chloe and then Philippou.
Excellent. So everyone hit up Chloe on Twitter and check out her work.
Especially with questions on crowdfunding, because you're like the expert now, I think.
Thank you. Yeah. And I asked so many people before I made mine for help as well. And I was like, yeah, I'm that person.
She raised 150% of her target goal, which is awesome. So yeah, you're an expert in my eyes.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Right. You're both amazing in my eyes too.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks so much, Chloe. And thank you so much for joining us. I know it's getting late in the UK, so we'll let you go. But we'll be in touch, and we're looking forward to seeing you next film.
Thank you so much. Speak to you both soon.